This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
The Victorian state budget was handed down on Tuesday night, and I don't know about you, but all I see is commentary from adults on screen. How does it impact me? How does it impact my mortgage, the cost of living, all this sort of thing? We never hear about how it impacts young people and how our youth are affected. Well, we're going to fix that because joining us today to talk about this is Lucy Demont, Policy and Advocacy Manager at Youth Affairs Council Victoria. And also we've got Kuran, who's a young person living in regional Victoria. So Lucy and Kuran, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Lucy,
thanks so much.
Let's start with you, Lucy. You publish an analysis of the state budget each year. What have you found this year in terms of how it impacts young people?
Thanks, Warren. And I just want to say I love that you're spotlighting young people here. With this budget, it was always going to be a tight one. We were expecting that. So we are relieved that critical youth services have been maintained. And we've also seen some wins for some of the issues we know young people really care about, like sexual health, education and climate change. So this includes things like free access to pads and tampons across public places like train stations, museums and libraries, which will go some way to help tackle period poverty. They've ended eligibility criteria for free TAFE, so now it's become accessible to all Victorians. And a really big win for the environment is the end to native forest logging, which has been brought forward to the start of 24. So a lean budget, but hopefully one that won't see young people bear the cost of the COVID debt.
Kuran, let's ask you, Lucy mentioned a few things there. We've spoken about the environment. How important is that to you in particular?
Well, g'day. Thanks again for having me. I would say as a young person, you know, look, I'm only 21. I've hopefully got many more years to go and I would like to see the environment stick along with me. So 100%, it's something that a lot of young people like myself are keeping on our ballots for many, many years to come. And it's something that definitely at the forefront, but intertwined with the rest of our holistic living.
And because you've got your whole career ahead of you, and how does the thought of having free TAFE affect you?
Pretty well. I mean, I myself went to TAFE. I'm a qualified youth worker. And I think it's such a benefit to society that we really, it's something that's overdue, I think. And so many people will now be able to access education that was once unattainable. In one hand, that's good. But in the other hand, there's still no support for young people whilst they're studying. I mean, if we look at the state budget that just got released not too long ago, new support and job seeker, job allowance, student allowance, they're all only getting raised about $2 a day, which is nothing. If you look at the price of goods in the grocery store, you can probably name five things that have risen by more than $2. So whilst it's good, it's not enough.
Kuran, it's interesting because, you know, I love it when you watch on budget night the TV coverage and, you know, they do the whip around of all the different suburbs and they ask the parents and all the adults, etc., what's going on. What's the general feel amongst your friends in terms of how the budget impacts you?
I would say the general feeling has actually been slightly optimistic. We've seen that the budget is, you know, putting the blame on these big businesses that have taken money from the public reservoir over time. And that's something that we're, I think, relieved. But a lot of it is also nihilism, the fact that we weren't actually even expecting to be treated well by the budget. And nihilism towards a future that maybe this will be, you know, the trend for the future, we just keep getting forgotten, keep getting pushed to the side until we can support their everyday taxpayer. But right now, we need to be front and center as far as we're concerned. You know, we've seen our generation has been hit hardest by COVID. We've had whole lives upturned. We've had careers stopped and education stopped. And we've had families torn apart by, you know, the effects of COVID. And mental health as well for our generation is just skydozing, basically. For the future, I would like to see us more included in these conversations rather than afterthought.
Lucy, let's talk about the housing crisis at the moment. What in the budget stood out to you to help ease the pressure on young people in obtaining, you know, rental properties or even effectively trying to even save for their first home?
Yeah, we are super aware of how hard the rental crisis is hitting young people at the moment. And the budget did have some important funding for homelessness services, including youth homelessness supports, but nothing for renters. So we need to prevent young people who experience rental stress from ending up in homelessness. We're calling for a Victorian youth homelessness strategy to help address this. And actually this morning, we were pleased to hear that there's going to be a parliamentary inquiry into rental stress, into the rental crisis. So we'll be actively working with young people to communicate their experiences to the government in this inquiry and hopefully get some traction for a youth homelessness strategy because, as I mentioned, there was not a lot in the budget.
Kieran, what's it like out there from a housing perspective on the street in terms of your friends and colleagues?
Yeah, well, so I live out of home and I live in regional Victoria in Wadawurrung country. And I was very, very fortunate actually to find a house as quickly as I did in between my leases. But yeah, unfortunately, I know so many friends who, you know, it's not even surprising anymore to say we've given up on the dream of owning a home. I don't think I ever will. And I don't know a single person who even plans on doing it just with how everything is going at the moment. But I've had several friends that have had to move back into abusive homes and had to move back halfway across the state just because there's nothing available and there's nothing that we can afford. Everything's priced out and unsafe to live in. It's pretty dismal.
Lucy, what would you like to see from the government? I mean, that's pretty upsetting hearing that Kieran's got friends who potentially have to move back into abusive situations. What does the government need to do, Lucy?
There's a lot that the government needs to do and can do. Supply is part of the issue. Housing supply is part of the issue, but it's not the only part. So we agree that the extra tax and levies for big business and investors to pay for COVID debts is a fair decision in the budget, but under no circumstances should landlords pass those expenses on to tenants who are already experiencing up to 50% in rental increases since last year. So in that sense, we'll be watching really closely to ensure these changes are designed fairly. We want to see a youth home housing guarantee for young people, more social housing. There's a range of things that we're outlining in our youth homelessness strategy that we want to see the government do.
Well, Lucy and Kieran, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today. It's great to get a young person's perspective on the budget impact. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you so much. That's Policy and Advocacy Manager at YAC Vic, Lucy Dumont and Kieran, who is living in regional Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.